anybody who wants to actually carve a little mold, we have some of these right here. So we're kind of setting up a station, and some of my graduate students and other students can kind of tell you how to do this. So we can actually get these prepped for you, and you can do it on site. It's going to be just like a cooking show. So you see your kind of like ingredients there. Art will get made here. So don't be shy and welcome. Let me know what you need.
West Virginia University Sculpture Area Coordinator Dylan Collins welcomed the crowd of about 50 people who showed up at the backside of the Creative Arts Center on WVU's campus to check out an iron furnace pet named Sputnik. It was a cool day, actually pretty cold in the shade with the wind blowing, but Sputnik fired up pretty quickly and soon was melting iron.
This kind of started with myself and my friend Jeremy Entwistle, who is the sculpture program coordinator at Fairmont State University. We've been working collaboratively for the last year, going to cast iron conferences, getting our students together in order to work collaboratively casting in iron. And we thought it would be a great idea to make a furnace where we could get a lot of metal out. So he has a furnace at Fairmont State, but it does not have as much capacity as this, as Sputnik, our new furnace. So the idea was that we wanted to build a really great furnace that was not only had more capacity, but it also would be portable. So we could kind of, in theory, start to take this on the road and do kind of iron casting events in the region.
So they set to work. And now the beauty of getting sculptors to build, well, anything, is that they consider beauty while designing. And Sputnik is certainly a fun thing to look at.
It looks like a machine that has landed from another planet. So it is a giant furnace, a giant cylinder of metal that has another cylinder of metal like a donut around its midsection. And it's on three kind of tripod legs with little balls on the end. And then it also has on the top, it has a lid that swivels that has a stainless steel mohawk that is for venting fire, but also because it looks cool. So it kind of picture that it's kind of like Marvin the Martian, kind of that kind of a thing, almost like a Marvin the Martian metal casting furnace.
We've constructed in the last few weeks several sand molds to create negatives to pour in the molten iron.
Graduate sculpture student Megan Gaynor.
And we've invited a couple other universities. I believe there's people from Shepherdstown, Fairmont, and even Virginia Tech here. So, as well as a couple of other people from the community. And later today, there'll be some people from the Tamarack Foundation come to see what we're doing. So, we're just trying to sort of involve the community in what we're doing and creating art, as well as creating sculptural items out of iron.
Local businesses, including Construction Supply Company, Three Rivers Iron and Metal, and Jack's Recycling, contributed to the WVU Iron Pour event by donating materials and supplies.
We'll start to heat it up with coke to kind of get it up to temperature. So coke is just coal that's been cooked in a kind of anaerobic environment. And then what we're doing next is once we start to get it up to temperature, then we're going to begin filling it with charges. Charges are buckets of pre-measured, broken up iron and more coke. So what happens is we continue to feed this thing and the well inside of the furnace starts to build up molten metal. We have a little bot, a little clay plug that kind of keeps the metal held back. But as this thing starts to kind of get built up, then we're going to tap out that clay bot and start to let this flow down a trough so we can actually extract the metal out of the furnace. And then what we'll do is we'll take it, we'll put it inside of these different ladles. So it's a high temperature kind of basically cup. And then we'll have pour teams begin to get that hot metal into pre-made sand, resin-bonded sand molds.
Collins says the sand molds are the handiwork of students, faculty, alumni, and members of the public. The object of the day is not only to make art, but also to celebrate history.
So we kind of like merge the past and the present. We're bringing together these two different eras and helping people engage with this really rich industrial history that's a real kind of mark of the culture here.
Collins hopes to be able to travel with Sputnik around the region, celebrating history and art, beginning with a trip to Fairmont State in the near future. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.